is Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Jake Walker here. Thank you so much for joining Pensacola's expert panel, Pep Talk. It's Friday. We're just about out of here for the weekend. Meg, get feeling better soon. I've had so much fun getting back in here behind the controls. And I love doing Fridays because I got Stefan, I got the Boat Smart Show. I've got all kinds of fun. We sometimes have animals running through here, but today we're going to keep it a little bit more conservative. And we're just going to talk today and give you some good information. In the studio today, I have Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Tara and Jamie are here. Thank you guys for coming in. How are y'all doing today?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Thank you for the work that you do, especially with the Community Cat Day and all the spay and neutering services that you guys provide and all the events that you're going to be having. It just really helps to keep our pet population in control and keep these pets safe and happy, and we don't have to euthanize too many of them. That just breaks my heart. So if you love animals, stay tuned. Listen to the show. There's going to be lots of good information here. Tara, you're the volunteer coordinator, right, for Santa Rosa?
Yes, correct.
All right. So how long have you been in that role?
I've been in that role for about 4 years, but I've actually been with the shelter for about 25 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
Seen a lot of changes coming through, and we're definitely a lot different than when I first started, in a good way. So we're super happy that we are now considered a no-kill status shelter.
Very nice.
So what that means is 90% or above save rate. So it does allow for medical cases that can't be treated, or if there's a behavioral issue with a dog, say if they've bitten someone and they're going to be a danger, you know, to the public. But everybody else, you know, we're able to send out for surgery if they need it. We're able to work with training. And so we're real happy to have that change in, you know, saving lives and getting them out to new homes. It's really great.
Right. 437-1620 is the number. If you have any questions, please text us and let us know. If you want to find ways to get involved and help the Santa Rosa County Animal Services, please do that. We need all the help we can get. We also have in the studio Jamie Maddox. You're the social media coordinator, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. So your day is spent behind a computer screen helping out
our family, friends.
All right. So Facebook, Instagram, I'm guessing, all of that?
Facebook and Instagram, yeah, just those two.
All right. Where can they find Santa Rosa County Animal Services?
See, the Instagram is SRC Animal Services, and then the Facebook would be Santa Rosa County Animal Services.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's get right into it. You guys have some events coming up. Let's start talking about them.
Yeah, so we're busy this weekend. Today we're going to be at the Arbors and Gulf Breeze. We're going to be there from noon until 2. We're going to bring some kittens and a couple little dogs. Aww. So if anybody's out and about on that side, you know, maybe it's a little far to go to Milton, it's a good chance to come by. You can talk to us, kind of see if you have questions about anything, or just come visit some of the animals. And then tomorrow we're going to be at Pet Sense in Milton from 11 until 3. I think they're having a little festival thing there tomorrow. So we're going to be there with some pets, adopting out some super, super cute puppies. So if anybody's looking, it's a great day to come out. And we'll have probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 pets with us looking for homes that day.
You guys have obviously seen the therapeutic benefits of having just, you know, dogs in general, just in the room, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So are there anything like that going on? You mentioned you were going to be at the Arbor, so I'm thinking.
Yeah, so last time that we went, we got to walk around and visit some of the residents there. They allowed us to take a dog into the memory care center and visit with some of the residents, and that was just so rewarding for me to watch some of these folks, you know, that are animal lovers, get to visit, you know, with a pet and just see their faces light up. So it's very enjoyable. It's one of our favorite things that we get to do. And so we're looking forward to that today. Just, you know, as people know, pets can sometimes be your lifeline. You know, things are going bad. The pets don't care what's going on in the world. They just care about you, and you come home and they're always happy to see you. Unless it's a cat, then it's 50-50. But, but you know, it's great. And, you know, studies have shown that having a pet, you know, can help lower your blood pressure. You exercise with your pet, that's going to keep you healthier. And you just have somebody that always cares. So we really do see that, you know, see that when we're out and about with people and their pets. So we love, you know, spreading that.
When I get older, I am going to have a dog just for the sheer reason of, okay, it's going to make me get up off the couch. I got to walk him. I got to take him out.
Yeah.
You know, I got to play with him. I got to go throw a ball. I got to do something. So it's definitely good for humans and animals alike. And
you don't even realize you're doing it either. Like at some point it just becomes like, you know, part of your routine. And
right.
It feels just fine.
Yeah. And just getting out in nature will make you feel better anyway. Mm. If you have any questions today, let us know. 437-1620. It's Frisky Friday, Santa Rosa County Animal Services in the studio. I've got Tara and Jamie. Jamie, I wanted to ask you real quick because I've been following AI very closely for the past year.
Oh, boy.
And I know that a lot of social media is now being sort of adapted to using AI for certain things. Do you see AI helping animal services and shelters in the future in any way? Kind of put you on the spot there.
Oh boy.
Because I mean, you know, that's we've got chips that can find, you know, we can, you know, but is there any like AI services that you could maybe dream up that would come up in the future where it's like, okay, this is really going to help people control the pet population?
Man, that is such a deep question. I wish I had an answer to that, but now I'm just stuck thinking.
I could see like an AI bot, you know, giving you a message saying, hey, we've been watching the cameras, and there's a bunch of cats over here in this corner, and I think that one of them may be in heat. You know, just something like that, just to, you know, I don't know, something to think about in the future.
It is,
you know?
It is interesting, yeah.
Yeah. It's, AI can be the death of us, or it might actually be the best thing ever.
It's
or it
definitely
could be both
everywhere
at the
on
same
social
time.
Media, though.
Oh, yeah?
It's, yeah.
Yeah. You can tell. Yeah, you can find them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, any TikTok?
No, we're not allowed.
I've never been on TikTok. I just always say it because that's
we did at one
kids.
Point, but not allowed that anymore.
That sounds good. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. Community Cat Day. Let's talk because I'm a cat person. I got a cat. Let's talk about our community cats. What is a community cat? Is it just something that a cat that everybody owns?
So a community cat, according to Animal Services Chief Randy Lambert. Mm-hmm. He says a community cat is an unknown cat that lives outdoors in a community. Mm. So hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, so basically a cat that maybe it's in your neighborhood and no one has taken ownership of, but he's around, maybe everybody's feeding him.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a feral cat, but everybody sees him. So instead of them staying out there and just reproducing and then you're going to have 50 cats in that area, if somebody in the neighborhood is able to get that cat in a trap and get him up and get him spayed or neutered, then you're helping, you know, prevent more cats out there, and then that guy's going to be safer because he's going to have a vaccination on board, he's going to be spayed or neutered, and then they'll have an ear tip as well. So if you have community cats that you're trying to get altered, you know, it's great to check out our days that we have that.
Mm-hmm. And if you see that tip on the ear that's been taken off, they've already seen that one.
Yes, so you don't have to trap that one. You're safe on that one.
Yeah. All right, so, and community cats, cats in general, they can have how many litters a year? Like dozens, right?
Yeah, it's a multiple cats. You know, if there's one cat, they basically go in and out of season unless they're pregnant, they're having babies, and they can go back into season again. Wow. And so it's very, it's, you know, like the whole thing, like rabbits, yeah, kittens. Kittens are, you know, if they have six per litter, we have a pyramid that we give out to the students, and it's basically from one cat and one male cat, if they have a litter and all their offspring are not altered and it goes down in 8 years, it's like over 2 million cats. You know, if nobody gets any of those guys altered. So that's why it's so important. Just altering one female, you can save so many lives that way. So it's definitely important.
Wow. Okay. And let's talk real quick before we go to our first commercial break. How can people get involved and help you guys do what you do?
They can volunteer. They can donate. Mm-hmm. You know, every Wednesday we have a Wishlist Wednesday thing that we post on our Facebook page. You can go to that.
Also, fostering is a great way to help if you're maybe not ready to adopt yet. We have a great foster team, and we always need more fosters for puppies and kittens, and also just to give some of the animals a break from the shelter for a bit.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, and that's the, is that the doggy day out? Is that what that's called?
That's something else you can do, and that's just for the day, but that's, you can just come in anytime. You do book it online, and you basically check out a dog for the day, take them out for an adventure, or you can take them home to your house and watch a movie with them, you know, give them a cheeseburger, whatever you want to do, and then
a doggy date.
Yeah, and bring them back to the shelter, and then they've had a nice day out, and it helps us get a little more information about their behavior off-site.
Right, you know, how they come into contact with children or other pets,
how
or
they ride in the
how
car.
They ride in a car.
Absolutely.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, doggy day out. I've always loved that since I heard about that from Randy. That's something I'm going to have to do until I can get into a living situation where I can have a dog, because I'm not going to have a dog in an apartment. I just can't, especially since I'm gone all day. I'm not going to leave him in there. But you know, if you have a situation where you can't have a dog, but you just want to be around a dog for a little bit, just go doggy day out. Just take them out for a little bit of time. Or is there longer periods that you can do this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we allow our fosters to foster. You can foster a dog until they're adopted, and sometimes that can take several weeks. So we just base it, you know, upon what's better for the foster, because we're not going to make you take a dog or a cat and say, you have to keep it for months. No, we're going to, if you say, I have 2 weeks I can help out, then we'll set you up for 2 weeks. And then we kind of check in from there. And if you feel like it's, you know, maybe the dog's a little too hyper for you, we can switch it out. Or we're very easy to work with on that.
Right. If you have any questions, let us know. 437-1620. It's Pensacola's Expert Panel Pep Talk. I am Jake Walker, your host. I've got Jamie and Tara in the studio from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. We're going to take a little commercial break here and pay the light bill, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the protest. Members of local churches showed up to demand that the city council stop the Drag Queen Christmas show coming to the Sanger Theater on December 23rd. Were they right in their criticisms of it and their request of city council? Was council right in its response that they can't do this? And how should Christians operate in a world full of things we don't like under the First Amendment? Plus the Transgressors Memorial Service. You can catch all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Pensacola's expert panel, Pep Talk. Usually Meg is your host. She is not feeling well this week, so we let her have a couple days off, and I'm behind the board again. So glad to be here. Jake Walker here. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. We've got Santa Rosa County Animal Services, Tara and Jamie. Thank you guys so much for the work that you do and for joining us today, letting us know about what's going on with our furry friends and the community cats. Adoption usually costs a little bit. There's usually a little bit of a charge involved, but you got some free adoptions coming up, right?
Yeah, so next weekend, September 19 and 20, all our adoption fees will be waived for those 2 days, and we're doing that through the ASPCA Rescue Effect, and so it's basically a kind of a program thing that they're doing to just encourage people to adopt from shelters and rescues, and how, you know, that's their way of kind of helping. So they heavily promote it, and then we just encourage people to come in. Our adoption fees are generally low anyway, but right. You know, save a little money and come in when it's, you know, free. Mm. That's even better. So That'll be the 19th and the 20th.
All right. And you've got an event coming up tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be at Pet Sense in Milton from 11 until 3. And so our adoption fees there will be regular, but again, they're very low. So dogs are 25, cats are 10, and everything included that, including with that, is spay and neuter, microchip, current vaccinations, current deworm.
Wow.
All that's included. And so if somebody is not altered, you can take them home on a foster to adopt basis until we get them spayed and neutered for you. And then we close you out in the system.
It costs me a lot more than $25 to just get my cat's nails trimmed.
Absolutely. So, you can't even walk in for one visit for that
much. Oh, man,
I'm
telling you.
You're getting hundreds of dollars of veterinary care. And that way, whatever money you would have spent to get them started, you can use that to get supplies like bedding and heartworm prevention. So it kind of puts you a little ahead of the game.
Well, let's talk about that just real quick. Like, say somebody is just like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go adopt a friend. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have my forever friend. But they don't know where to start. What do they need to have at the house for when they bring their new friend home?
Yeah, So if they're getting a cat, obviously you're going to want to have a litter pan. You're going to have a food bowl, maybe a bed, and then some toys. Those are your just basic things. And for dogs, same thing. And then you kind of need to have a plan more so for dogs. Like, is he going to be allowed in certain areas? Like, if you're not going to let him on the furniture, don't let him on the furniture when he first gets there and then change your mind. Make your plan in that way, because consistency is key, with particularly with dogs. Cats are kind of a different thing. They kind of do their own thing. They're a little more independent. But, you know, for dogs, they need consistency. Don't expect the animal to go home and know what to do right away. We have a 3-3-3 rule, which is 3 days of decompression, 3 weeks to kind of get to know your routine. And then after about 3 months, they're pretty much settled in. So make sure you can give them a little time, because if you take them home and then 2 days later, you're like, oh, he pottied in the house. Well, of course he did. He doesn't know your routine yet.
So right.
Just give him patience and give him some grace, and, you know, they'll settle in.
Right. 437-1620 if you have any questions. Let's see here. Animal for a day or foster word idea. Call talking. Dogcation or a kittycation. I like that. Yeah, it's take them for a dogcation or a kittycation. Or a, you know, staycation for yourself and just go doggy day out for just a little bit. If you have any calls or texts, I think we've got some calls coming in. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to turn it over to you guys, and let's talk a little bit. What do you guys want to talk about?
Jamie?
Ooh.
Well, we can talk about volunteering, because that's something that's
definitely
really important.
And also, if anybody has like things to donate, let's talk about that as well. And then I'm going to take this phone call. I'll be right back.
Okay. So we have Amazon wish list. And if you have anything you want to donate, you can just check on there. And it shows a lot of items, you know, that we need throughout the basically every day. A lot of things like Busy Bones, toys for cats, things like that.
Busy Bones,
And then each week, Jamie updates it to show what our needs are for that week, because sometimes it can vary depending on what's going on at the shelter for cases and things like that.
Right.
And then also for volunteering, we need volunteers all the time. Like, the main way that our dogs get out of the kennels are through our volunteers. So you can just go to our website. There's going to be a volunteer button. Click on that. It's going to take you to our county site where you can register to volunteer. They'll send you some paperwork. It just takes 2 to 3 days to get that cleared, and then we call you for orientation, and you can join our volunteer team. And it doesn't matter if you don't want to walk dogs, or if you don't like dogs, you only like cats, or maybe you just want to do admin work. There's a place for everybody. Mm-hmm. You do have to be 18. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a Bright Futures student and trying to get scholarship hours, then we can start at 16.
We definitely need volunteers on the weekends, for
yes.
sure.
Weekends, yeah, because that's usually when everybody's busy doing stuff. You don't have a lot of people available. Understandable.
Especially short-staffed.
Yeah. I heard Randy the last time on the show. I was driving around, and I heard him say something about how you guys got like a lot of food now. The need for food is not as strong as it used to be, right?
Because it has to do with our partnership. Mars.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so do you know anything about that? Expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, so we order, and now what we do is we order our food. So we want the dogs and cats to stay on the same food, because it's better for their tummies and things like
that.
So we get it greatly discounted for the shelter, and it's a program they do for all shelters. So we get Pedigree for the dogs and Iams for the cats. So we don't necessarily need food donations. So that's why we focus on other things such as treats, kitten milk replacement, things like that. So we're able to get the food at a good rate, and that kind of frees up us to request other things if people want to help.
Right. Yeah, that's the way it should be, I think. 437-1620, if you have any questions, any comments. I've got Santa Rosa County Animal Services in the studio today for Frisky Friday, Tara and Jamie. Thank you guys so much for the work that you do, and thank you for being here. We're going to take another quick, short commercial break, and then we'll be right back to wrap everything up for Frisky Friday. It's Pensacola's Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker, filling in for Meg today. Thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for a theological seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday, join the Vitas Healthcare and Pensacola Humane Society on North Q Street for a 9/11 community remembrance event from 11 till 3. See PensacolaHumane.org for more info. The Upper Room's annual Mission 5K will be held Saturday starting at 8 on Pensacola Beach. Proceeds will benefit the church's missions. Find out more at UpperRoomPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm your only friend. I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little blind friend. But really, I'm not actually your friend, but I am. You can marry me on the button light switch. Who watches over you?
Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Put a bird on it. Pensacola Expert Panel Pep Talk. I am Jake Walker, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. Meg, get better. She'll be back here hopefully on Monday. If not, I might be here. I don't know. We'll see. In the studio, Santa Rosa County Animal Services. I've got Tara, the volunteer coordinator, and Jamie, who heads up the social media department for Santa Rosa County. Thank you so much for the work that you do. We've got some events. Let's go ahead and go back over this real quick. If you're just joining us, we got some free adoption coming up on September 19th and 20th, right?
Yes. All of our adoptions, our fees will be waived both of those days.
And even if it's not a free event, it's only $25 for dogs and $10 for cats.
Yes.
That's great. Great. And then tomorrow you're going to be over in Milton, right?
Yes, we're going to be at Pet Sense in Milton from 11 until 3. So stop by and see us. We're going to have some adorable puppies. They're going to be large dogs growing up, but they're so, so cute. So if you're looking, it's a great time to come and visit.
All right. And always we're looking out for our community cats. What is there a specific day Community Cat Day is?
It'll be next Tuesday.
So next Tuesday. 16th. All right, on the 16th. All right. So mark your calendars. Definitely follow them on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, where you can hear about all of these adoption events and the community cat days, when they're going to be at Pet Sense. And, just overall, spay and neuter. If there's anything you can do to help that process, like you said, what was the one cat you followed? If nobody checked any of their lineage, it would be millions of cats.
Right, over 8 years. So spaying and neutering is the key to keeping those numbers down. So if you have a pet, that's the most important thing you can do as a pet owner, spay and neuter. Mm.
And definitely volunteer. They need people on the weekends. And if you just want to have a dog for just a little while, just to get that sense of love and companionship, but you can't have one all the time, just do a doggy day out or just foster one for a while until they get their forever home lined up. Do whatever you can do, and in the words of Bob Barker, help keep our pet population under control. Spay or neuter those pets. All right. Anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here for Friday?
I would just encourage people to, come by the shelter if you're not sure about what you want. It's a great time. Just come on in and visit, and we always answer questions.
And you guys are heading out right now to Arbor's in Gulf Breeze.
Yep. 12 to 2, or 2 to 4, or 12 to 2.
It's 12 to 2, yeah,
12,
right.
12 to 2. All right, cool. You guys got some time to get there. Y'all can stop at Sunny's Barbecue, get you some food. All right. One thing I wanted to ask real quick, are pup cups safe? Can they eat that whipped cream?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Check with your vet if you have any questions, but most dogs love them.
I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't, but they love it. All right. Thank you guys so much. We'll be back on Monday. Thank you.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.